No, you know what? We've our agreement is he's going to help, obviously, through the general manager process. He's going to help Ryan as needed through the head coaching process. He'll sit in on all the interviews. After that, that's the end of his consulting arrangement. But he's the kind of guy that if Ryan or I or George wanted to pick up the phone and bounce ideas off of him, he'd be more than willing. You know, every general manager should look at the long haul. At the same time, try to have a team that can win now, too. I mean, it's happened. I don't take back that comment. I think you heard Ryan talk about it in New Orleans. So we want to win now. We want to have sustained success. And most importantly, we want to see progress continually so that we can keep winning. It's not going to just be a one-time fix. Well, you know, what I like about my relationship with Mickey is we're candid with each other because we've known each other for 31 years. And he had nothing negative to say about Ryan. And I think probably the when you think about what's the best kind of reference you can get, it's from someone that says, I don't want to lose him. And when I called him yesterday after Ryan had talked to him to thank him, he said, you son of a gun, I can't believe you took my guy. So that says a lot about Ryan. It's always interesting. You know, you pick up little things on how different teams operate. How they think about a roster, both on the offense, defense, special teams. So, we'll share some of that with Ryan and see if any of that makes sense for him. But he's got a strong vision, so I think it's going to be his plan. Yeah, you know what? It's a good question, David. I don't think an experienced head coach is necessary. It's finding the right guy that has all those attributes that Ryan and the head coach can feel like they have a good relationship where, like he said, you know, sure, contractually, Ryan will have the 53-man. Every GM that's been here has had that. And every single time a GM's hired, we tell them the same thing, that when you have to go back to your contract and look at who has control, something's wrong. You know, you've got to work out those issues. There's always going to be issues, right? There's no way that two guys, a head coach and a GM, always see players the same way. But when they come out of that office, they have to be together. Well, he did. He blew us away with his intellect, with his forward thinking, about always wanting to improve and get better. He never once came across as thinking that he had all the answers. He's a guy that's going to solicit input. His personnel staff's going to be important to him in terms of he values them. He's going to value their input. No ego. His overall plan was really impressive from the standpoint of wanting to understand what we have. And when he ends up hiring a head coach, I think the way he articulated it is their job as GM and the personnel staff is to make sure they clearly articulate to a head coach, this is what this player can do. And the head coach will find a spot for him. Well, you know, when we sat down with Ernie, you know, we talked, researched about a lot of people, a lot of different candidates, and Ernie was instrumental in kind of coming up with some of the candidates that he thought would be better fits with us after he talked to George and myself. And so that's really how it came up. Ernie was instrumental in that. And I'm glad he did. Glad his name rose to the top. We researched and talked to different people about candidates, but we only brought in the four for an in-depth interview.